another note I want to make you aware of. Coming up tomorrow at the Kellogg Hotel and Conference Center, that's part of Michigan State University in East Lansing, the Michigan Economic Forecast Forum for 2020 is going to be held. The annual Economic Forecast Forum features economic experts discussing valuable information for businesses, community leaders about the current events, the future of Michigan's economy, the impacts of government decisions and regulations, all of that. We will be there, Ivy and myself, so come on over. Tickets are still available for tomorrow morning at the Kellogg Hotel and Conference Center. You can find out more at michamber.com. That's michamber.com. All right, all eyes are on what's happening in the Middle East right now. Iran overnight sending 15 rockets towards American bases in Iraq. The rockets apparently did little or no damage in finding their targets. Apparently nobody killed. But what happens next? My next guest is Dr. Raymond Tanter, president of the American Committee on Human Rights and professor emeritus at the University of Michigan. Dr. Tanter, welcome to the program. All right, we've got a bit of a technical challenge there with Dr. Tanter. Trying to get him hooked up into the program here. Let's see here. All right, so we're going to get him on the program here. The point of the fact is that Donald Trump is going to talk here. The commander-in-chief will address the nation after the military strikes by the nation of Iran on a pair of bases in Iraq. And again, 15 missiles launched, apparently. Four, we have no idea where they went. No idea where they went, but they were 15 ballistic missiles, which, by the way, were allowed to remain as part of the Iran deal put together by Barack Obama. Part of that deal was also $1.7 billion sent to the Iranians in the dead of night on pallets of cash. So 10 missiles hit the An al-Asad air base that houses United States troops, but it's a 25-square-mile piece of real estate, and apparently nothing was touched. Four missiles, like I said, failed to hit their targets, and another hit the U.S. military base in Erbil. Again, no casualties that we are aware of. And the president's going to speak, as I said, here in a moment. This all comes, obviously, in the response to the attack by a Predator drone that killed General Soleimani of Iran while he was in Iraq, a guy who's been linked to the murder of hundreds of Americans. He's been linked to the killing of hundreds of Americans. Hold on one second, please. Bear with me. There we go. Anyhow, so as we work to get Dr. Tanter here on the program, a leading voice on the, because the question is what happens next? The Iranians are telling us that if we go after them again, that they will attack Israel, that they will attack other sites in the Middle East, they will attack Americans. I don't know how we respond to that. I don't think we respond well to threats from the Iranians. We have dealt with this regime for 40 years. We have dealt with this regime for 40 years, and again, we're dealing with them. But in this case, you have to wonder. They sent 15 missiles that did nothing. On state TV in Iran, they're claiming that 80 American soldiers were killed, paying the price for the death of General Soleimani. But apparently that is not true. And so we sit here waiting for the president to figure out what happens next. And he'll be talking here shortly. So I guess we're just going to move on from that to other headlines. All right, so as I mentioned earlier in the program, John James, outraising his opponent in the Senate race here in Michigan, $3.5 million did John James bring in, the Republican, likely Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate. Senator Gary Peters only brought in $2.5 million. Peters' campaign brought in $2.5 million in the fourth quarter of 2019, his largest haul of the cycle so far. Boosted his campaign $8 million of cash on hand, but with James outraising Peters by $1 million, that's a very telltale sign. Peters has raised $9.3 million since the beginning of 2019. James raised nearly $8 million last year. So John James, the point that I'm making here, is going to be very competitive. John James will be very competitive, and it's a seat that is considered vulnerable for the Democrats. And as they focus on the House, they might do well to focus on the United States Senate, because John James is somebody who gave a pretty good run to Debbie Stabenow in the 2018 midterm elections, a guy who was not particularly well-known politically before that run. Stabenow beat him by 6 points, but she has been around for a long time, and her war chest is massive. She has tens of millions of dollars to deal with. In this particular case, so Gary Peters is a fairly low threshold a senator, not well known. Name recognition is not great. You ask people who the senators are from Michigan, I don't know if half could say Gary Peters is a senator from Michigan. I don't think that half could. And so here you are with a guy who can really give a run, and you talk to people, they like John James. John James, who aligns himself very closely with Donald Trump as the president, is a guy who is building name recognition. He's a frequent guest on Fox News. He is frequently touted by Donald Trump. In fact, when we were in the Oval Office last month, one of the first questions asked by the president to me and Ivy was, what about John James? What do you think of him? I think he's great. I think he's solid. And the president really has a shine for John James, who would be the first African-American senator from either party to represent Michigan in the United States Senate. So it's a big story that he's outraising Gary Peters by, not by a little bit, but by $1 million. That is no small thing. That is a very big accomplishment. All right, we want to tell you this. I've got something for you. The holidays might be over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Roxor, R-O-X-O-R. If you don't know what this vehicle is, you need to go look at it. This is an off-road side-by-side, unlike anything else you've seen before. The Roxor is built by Mahindra. You can get $1,000 off 2019 models with no payments for 90 days. The 2019 base model started $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. All this makes it even easier to get into the special off-road side-by-side, unlike any other. So whether you're itching to hit the trails or put this hand-assembled beast to work, you can believe it's 70 years of rugged heritage, by the way, based in America, is up to the task. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today and get out there. Restrictions do apply. Please see your local dealer, roxoroffroad.com/offers for complete deals. Again, it's R-O-X-O-R. R-O-X-O-R, if you believe in solid steel and American ingenuity to start, because this vehicle has American roots that are deep. Again, roxoroffroad.com/offers. Check it out, and welcome aboard to Roxor, our newest partner here at the Steve Gruber Show. 41 after on a Wednesday. Quick break, and we'll be right back.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a business owner, you wear many hats: accountant, HR specialist, skilled worker, and even CEO. The last thing you need to worry about is what's going on in the state capitol. Hi, I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber. In Lansing, we work hard to make sure legislation and regulations don't get in the way of running your business. We work to make a big difference on big issues such as filling the talent pipeline, controlling health care costs, and ensuring that Michigan has a fair and competitive tax environment. Your business is at the heart of Michigan's economy. We pledge to help you grow, create new jobs, and be an exceptional entrepreneur. At the Michigan Chamber, we fight for you in Lansing's capital so you can continue to grow your business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
There are kids at some of the schools in our greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.